Happy Friday! I'm excited to be back home and in the normal live stream setup. This video today is about, and I'm giving you guys some time to log in. I'm gonna work on a countdown system so it's easier. You can see when I'm live and join in. That was a great suggestion by Thomas. I'm gonna do that. But today's live stream, as in the title, on Facebook there's a title, Instagram there's no title. It's all about trends and interior magazines. We're going to go into what makes these pictures so beautiful and how it connects to your aesthetic style. So, how to use it. And I have an example of one store. It's actually a store in Norway that is really good at using their aesthetic style. And I'm going to show you how that works for you, how to apply, take inspiration, and apply it to reality. And just if you're watching for the first time, I'm Jana Johnson. I am the creator and owner of Your Aesthetic Style. I'm also an interior redesigner, and I empower busy millennial moms and parents to turn your home goals into a beautiful reality. So today, I am so excited to talk about this topic. And if you're into design, this is gonna be like a little bit of design 101, 101, some basic fundamentals, because this is really the essence and so important in building a space that's personal and that reflects you, is that you know what's inspiring to you, what are the certain elements and principles. And this is what I talked about last time. Hey, thanks for joining. This is what I talked about in other videos about my own aesthetic style and how I found it. But basically, it's these building blocks of art and design so that when put together, it will always have a beautiful image. And that's what makes looking at these magazines and things so fun, because it's full of gorgeous images because they're made using these elements and principles of design. So, what's key though is, and you'll always see, especially when you browse through magazines, they often say the most important is that your home reflects who you are, your home reflects your style. But it's not clear how to do that. Like, even though you want this, you're inspired by this, but you want it to be personal. How do you make that happen? And that's exactly what your aesthetic style is all about. Because we have these building blocks, these elements and principles of design of what makes something beautiful. And then often when you see trends, and if you can think of a trend right now, especially in interior, type it in the comments, or if you're watching watching the replay, just type it in. What are some trends that you see often when you browse Instagram, Pinterest, in the magazines? Because these trends are using certain, design principles, and that's what makes them pretty, and you see it and you're like, ooh, that's so nice. One trend, and again, if you have any examples, I'd love to see them, but one trend that I think is super popular, I'm gonna show you a picture of, is what I call the what is it called? Boho Scandi, like Bohemian and Scandinavian style combined. You see that? So it's got sort of like this minimal look, minimalism, but you've also got bohemian or like more eclectic elements. When I think of bohemian, I think of color and plants. And you see that you've got these natural chair, like wicker chair, plants over there. So it adds to, and it's actually a very nice popular trend. I can see why it's so popular because it adds, like, there's not a lot of stuff. It's got that minimal vibe that's so popular, Scandinavian trend, Scandinavian style. But it also has life and color and fun textures. So you see this a lot, I would say. Examples, I'll show you another one. But especially on Instagram, I would say this is definitely the top trend. Here's another example. It's a bit of a darker room, but you've got a lot of these flowers. Again, that's very kind of bohemian, what you would call organic form and shapes. And but it's still got that gray tone, the minimal, just a little bit of colors. So that is one trend. Bohemian Scandinavian. Okay, so when you see a trend like that, what's key to think about is what do you like about it? What's inspiring? Because when you want to decorate your own home and your own personal space, you want it to be always the starting point from you, based on what you're inspired by. So you don't want to go in and just think, even if you love this living room, you don't want to copy paste and put that into your living room, right? Because that wouldn't be you. Someone else took the time to think up and put this together. But what you can do is take certain elements from this, certain things that you like about it. Like for me, I'm very into flowers and natural florals. So I can think, okay, how could I bring more of that into my own space? And that's sort of like the typical way that you would design a space, or you would take something inspiring that you like and then think about, okay, how can I apply that to my home? What your aesthetic style, what I've created and building up in my business, what makes it so easy is that it goes beyond just the sort of common way of doing that, like, okay, I like flowers, and it goes very to the essence of it. What is it in that image that you really like? What are the particular combinations of elements and principles that reflect your aesthetic style? And so, again, I'm talking about it. I'm going to show you an example with a store in Norway. So if you live in Norway, you'll recognize them. For everyone else, it's called Kremmerhuset. Maybe it's actually Swedish. I don't know. Kremmerhuset. And this is about trends. This is our topic. This is Norwegian. Sorry for the backwards on Instagram. I gotta get that set fixed. But this means trends in Norwegian. The ER is like the S, the plural. And so this shop, it's popular, it's beautiful. They are very good at using their aesthetic style. They use it in all different trends. So I'm gonna show you what it means and why it's different. And this is okay, it's gonna be a bit of design terms here. So if it gets fast or complicated, feel free to watch the replay again or just ask me questions. This shop, Kremmerhuset, their aesthetic style is form, organic form. And by organic, it means like the lines are kind of blurred or more natural, whereas there's other form would be geometric, which is when you have kind of the very straight, like circle, triangle, square, very obvious. And organic is more like a leaf. It's a perfect example. So their form, organic form, is part of their one element of their aesthetic style, and the other element is texture. And if you can see in this image, they've got lots of different texture going on here. And texture means it's just the feel, either how something actually feels or how it looks like it feels. And so there's kind of three different types of textures. You've got rough and smooth, you've got soft and hard, and you've got shiny and matte. And so in this picture, you can see that there's a lot of different texture going on there, right? You got the texture of the plant, the lamp, the smooth sort of like leather chairs, something. Hey, thanks for joining. So you can see that, that texture is very prevalent there, as well as organic form, meaning like you have these different, even the form of the chairs and the vase over here and the lamp. It's like not exactly a square, right? Or they've got kind of this thing that makes it more curvy. So you can think of curvy, curvy lines, that means organic. All right. You liking your design lesson so far? Okay. So in this picture, you could say that Kremmerhuset is showing what's a typical trend right now. And the trend is this boho Scandinavian trend, like I said. You see it? We've got the minimal look, not so much color, but it's got, aw, thanks for all the hearts. Doing good. It's got the minimal look, but it's also got plants, you know, the bohemian, and then a little bit of these sort of natural textures that bring in that bohemian vibe to the Scandinavian minimal look. However, they're doing that for the trend. If I turn to another image, this, they are using their aesthetic style here, but it looks completely different, right? You could still say it's boho minimal, but this is very colorful, got a lot of stuff going on. But what is the same here? What's the same? Texture. You see texture right away. You see the texture in the pillows, you see the texture in the rug, you see the smooth. Actually, this isn't smooth, this is kind of like a bumpy base here. A lot of texture going on again. And what else? Organic form, right? That was the other thing. This vase that it's not exactly a circle or oval. It's not exactly, a circle. So it's more loose and organic. Hi, Sagan, you're asking this. I'm explaining what your aesthetic style is, like how to use it when you see something that's inspiring, how to apply it to your home. So that's what this live stream is about. you're wondering. And then organic form, you can see here, like they've got a branch, they've got the natural element. The pillows are all different shapes. It's not just straight. Maybe this is the only thing that's sort of like a straight square geometric form. Okay, do you see that? I'm gonna show you one more example just to see. And this is why I love this shop, because they are very good at using their aesthetic style. But again, it doesn't mean, you know, they're not copying pasting certain trends. They're just using these two key elements. For them, it's texture and form, organic form, and they can use it in so many different ways. And that's what is so incredibly awesome about knowing your aesthetic style, because, you know, the possibilities are endless. It's totally up to you. And you can take anything that inspires you and mix it up in your own way, and it will always bring you inspiration and joy because it reflects you. It reflects and resonates with your own personal inspiration. Because this is what I talked about in other live streams, but your aesthetic style, you're already using it. You're using it subconsciously. It's in the things that you buy and you purchase, the things I wear. My aesthetic style is color and balance. Like so many things I could go around and point out that it's part of what you are already, the way you're already living. But we often are just doing it subconsciously. So when you tap into it intentionally, when you know exactly what those fundamentals are that are continuously behind why you buy that rug or why you chose that lamp, then you can start to use it in incredible ways. And that's what's so valuable about this. Okay, last example, design 101. Aw, thanks for all the hearts. The point is here, again, What is their aesthetic style? It is organic form, which you can see the plant. I mean, they're using a lot of the similar objects here because it's a catalog, but you can see that, right? They've got a pineapple. Even this picture is sort of like, it could be a rock or marble or something. And then what else do they have? They also have texture. Do you see that? Here, maybe it's a little bit less, but you can kind of see that they've got this shiny here, and then there's a leather pouf, Moroccan pouf, the blanket. And then even this painting is an example of implied texture in the sense that it looks like it could be a rock or something, but you know it's just a painting, a 2D painting. So that is a great example of how this one shop is using their aesthetic style again and again. And you notice every one of them looks very nice, right? Like all of the interiors are very inspiring, but you would take it and use it in your own way. All right, so that is the live stream, Design 101, how to learn and take interior trends and use it in your own way. And again, I've been talking a lot about your aesthetic style and why it's so important. That's been the theme of this month. And I'm developing a program. Originally, I created a course, actually, but now it's mainly focused on how to help you build your aesthetic style. I realized that it has to be more about kind of like an interactive site because it's something you realize. So I'm considering developing like a membership site. So stay tuned. That will be something that comes toward the end of 2018. Sorry to make you wait, but I really want to make this as valuable as possible for you. And I've, like I said, in my own experience, discovering my aesthetic style was a process of many years, and I'm shortening that down for you to make it so much easier and simpler to find. But at the moment, I'm only working one-on-one. As of June, I'll be working with one-on-one consultation package. For those of you who work maybe in aesthetics, especially entrepreneurs around personal branding, if you want to find out your aesthetic style and how to apply it to really up-level your visual content, because especially now as entrepreneurs, it's so important to be on so many visual platforms like Instagram and Facebook and everything. So if that's you, if you're someone who's starting out with your personal branding aesthetic, or you want to expand, maybe you've been on Instagram or on a blog and you want to create a website or start on Facebook, whatever, knowing your aesthetic style will help make that so much easier, the decision process and everything. And I've created a special one-on-one consulting package to help you through that, because I can help you build that together using your aesthetic style and learning it really well, how to recognize it all the time so that you can take it as a lifetime skill. I'm super excited about that. And it's not for everyone, as I know, not everyone watching is an entrepreneur in that situation. But if you are, let me know. Send me a personal message on Facebook or on Instagram. And I would love to connect to you and help with that. And for everyone else, if this video was helpful for you, if it was fun, if you liked just seeing the different trends, please share, pass it on to someone who you think would love it, and spread the love. And also, just so you know, I've mentioned it last video, right now, today, this weekend going on, there is a Dream Life Marathon where you can go through and there's all kinds of practical tools and tips for how to live your dream life. And I have the link that you can see it on the title of the Facebook and Instagram, it's in my bio. So if you would like to join in on that, it's a different topic. I will also be speaking there on Sunday about designing your dream space. And I go through again how to practically make a space that will encourage you to live your dream life. And it's a very practical video, step by step, that literally by the end you can be designing your own space. So that's super fun. That's on Sunday. It's part of this Dream Life Marathon. Highly encourage you to check it out. There's so many good content I'm excited to see on all kinds of topics. So check the link there for that. And everyone else, thank you so much for joining in. Again, if you like this video, share it, and I'll see you next Friday. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye.